Chapter 4. I took them back down the quarter. When I stopped in front of Miss Emma's house, my aunt got out of the car with her. "I'm going to Bayonne," I told my aunt. She had not shut the door yet. "I'll be home to cook in a little while," she said. "I'll eat in town," I told her. Tant Lou held the door while she stood there looking at me. Nothing could have hurt her more when I said I was not going to eat her food. I was supposed to eat soon after she had cooked. And if I was not at home, I was supposed to eat as soon as I came in. She looked at me without saying anything else. Then she closed the door quietly and followed Miss Emma into the yard. I turned the car around and started up the quarter again. There was not a single telephone in the quarter, not a public telephone anywhere that I could use before reaching Bayonne, and Bayonne was 13 miles away. After leaving the quarter, I drove down a graveled road for about 2 miles, then along a paved road beside the St. Charles River for another 10 miles. There were houses and big live oak and pecan trees on either side of the road, but not as many on the riverbank side. There, instead of houses and trees, there were fishing wharves, boat docks, nightclubs, and restaurants for whites. There were one or two nightclubs for colored, but they were not very good. As I drove along the river, I thought about all the schoolwork that I should have been doing at home, but I knew that after being around Miss Emma and Henri Pichot the past hour, I would not have been able to concentrate on my work. I needed to be with someone. I needed to be with Vivian. Bayonne was a small town of about 6,000, approximately 3,500 whites, approximately 2,500 colored. It was the parish seat for St. Raphael. The courthouse was there, so was the jail. There was a Catholic church uptown for whites, a Catholic church back of town for colored. There was a white movie theater uptown, a colored movie theater back of town. There were two elementary schools uptown, one Catholic, one public, for whites, and the same back of town for colored. Bayonne's major industries were a cement plant, a sawmill, and a slaughterhouse, mostly for hogs. There was only one main street in Bayonne, and it ran along the St. Charles River. The department stores, the bank, the two or three dentists and doctors and attorneys' offices were mostly on this street, which made up less than half a dozen blocks. After entering the town, which was marked by the movie theater for whites on the riverbank side of the road, I had to drive another two or three blocks before turning down an unlit road, which led back of town to the colored section. Once I crossed the railroad tracks, I could see the Rainbow Club with its green, yellow, and red arched neon lights. Several cars were parked before the door. One of them, a big, white, new 48 Cadillac, belonging to Joe Claiborne, who owned the place. A man and a woman came through the door as I got out of my car to go inside. There were probably a dozen people in the place, half of them at the bar, the rest of them sitting at tables with white tablecloths. I spoke to Joe Claiborne and went through a side door into the cafe to use the telephone. The tables in the cafe had checkered red and white tablecloths. Thelma Claiborne was behind the counter. Thelma ran the cafe and her husband Joe ran the bar. I asked her what she had for supper. "Smothered chicken, smothered beefsteaks, shrimp stew," she said. There was only one other person in the cafe, and he sat at the counter eating the stewed shrimps. "Shrimps any good?" I asked Thelma. "All my food's good," she said. "Shrimps," I told her.